rise up only to frantically announce to us that they had been healed of some physical problem. One woman's arthritic hands found relief. Neck pains, jaw problems, stomach disorders, and more were all reported to us as healed. We had received at least a dozen verified, credible, reliable comments from people who told us that when they switched on the radio, they were suddenly, unexpectedly overwhelmed by the presence of God, even when they didn't hear us say anything. Several told us that the manifest presence of God was so strong in their cars that they were unable to drive and were forced to pull off the road. This falling aspect of this visitation was the most visible manifestation, but it is not falling that was important. What was important was the fact that people were raising up with more love for God in their hearts than ever before. They were being changed and their hearts set ablaze. I have lost count of the numbers of people who told me of the change God worked in their life. It's hard to imagine the impact this had on our staff. It seems like God has almost given me a new staff composed entirely of men and women to tremendous zeal for God. What is occurring in our local churches is even more amazing. My phone is ringing with the calls of excited pastors. At least a dozen area churches from completely different ends of the theological spectrum are already experiencing this powerful move in their church. The leaders of many, many other local fellowships have been visiting these churches to check it out, and they, too, are being touched to take it back with them. It's almost like a tidal wave has hit this area of Florida. If you are skeptical, I understand and forgive you. I might have thrown a letter like this one away just a few days ago. I share this only to try and offer a faithful rendition of what really has happened. I only ask that you remain open to whatever God wants to accomplish through you. Christian history is full of accounts of those times when God elected to visit his people. When he has, entire nations have sometimes been affected. I believe you'll agree our nation is ripe for such a revival, for such a time as this. Let us look to God with expectancy, with warm regards. I am sincerely yours, John Hamilton, General Manager. Now, brothers and sisters, this very closing paragraph of this brother mentions that he believes that the nation is ripe for a revival. And in the book that we looked at on Promise Keepers, one of the reasons that this authority hesitated to oppose the Holy Laughter movement is because he believes the time has come for a revival. And as we continue on to look at another aspect of the movement that is moving forward in the United States, of which we believe is the spirit that comes out of the false prophet in Revelation 16, we'll find that one of the preconditions for this is that Protestant America, even though it's clearly